It'll actually be three different speakers. I'm going to introduce the first one. It was Teresa Leonard from Clearway, Minnesota, which is in Minneapolis. And the whole talk is going to be on worksite and effective approach for delivering statewide tobacco cessation services.
Hello, thank you. Which one is this? Is this button? First of all, I just want to say that we have no financial disclosures. Clearway, Minnesota, I first wanted to give you a little background of how we started this program. We were very lucky in Minnesota that we have quite a few dollars from the 1998 tobacco settlement, and Clearway was born. And we were set up under the Ramsey County District Court, which pretty much dictated where our money should go. And of that, $202 million were designated specifically for cessation and research directed at helping the smoker quit. So we're fortunate that we're able to do a lot of different cessation programming. And when we established different intervention programs, as you can see, we branded them all Quit Plan, and this was to help with our marketing and name recognition for referring back and forth to the programs. So we developed a variety of programs because not all smokers quit in the same way, and this gives them some choices of what method would be best for them. We have the Quit Plan Helpline, which is telephone counseling and offers free NRT, patches, gum, and lozenges for those that don't have insurance. We have quitplan.com, which is a web-based program, very interactive with chat rooms, message boards, and quitting tools. And then we also have Quit Plan Centers, which are based in medical facilities for individual one-on-one counseling, and these can be billed to the insurance company, and also they have access to free NRT as well. And then the Quit Plan at Work program, which is a very unique one, which we're going to talk about today. And then we also have community-tailored programs, which are in nonprofits to really take a cultural approach to work with our priority populations represented in Minnesota. So in 2003, we awarded grant funds to Park Nicollet Health Source to develop and implement a statewide cessation program to deliver those services at the work site. And Carolyn Peterson is the grant manager for Health Source and has been really integral in setting up this program. So I'm going to let her take away and talk about the program implementation.
Thank you, Teresa. I have been with Park Nicollet Health Source for about 25 years, and Park Nicollet Health Source is a part of the research and education arm of Park Nicollet Health Services, which is a hospital, a clinic, and a foundation, which employs about 8,000 employees. So we were excited when this opportunity came along. Park Nicollet Health Source does worksite health promotion. We have worked with employers throughout the state of Minnesota and really in the upper Midwest area to create a culture of wellness. So when this tobacco cessation grant came along, we thought it was a great match. So our charge, our primary objective was to provide tobacco cessation programming at the work site. So we are going to the smoker, which is one of the things that we're seeing is a very effective way to reach those folks. Secondarily, we want to create the awareness of additional resources, especially the Clearway funded programs such as the helpline, you know, the website, those sorts of things. Once we're in a company, we make sure the company contact knows about additional resources. And then for the most part, we assist worksite with their tobacco policies. We have a kit that we send out to companies who are interested in making a more restrictive policy. Now, in October of 2007, Minnesota implemented its statewide ban, so we are seeing less interest in policy just because companies have reached there. However, with that said, companies are looking at going campus smoke-free and are looking at having a tiered approach to the cost of healthcare with smoker and non-smoker. So there continues to be lots of interest around getting cessation help to employees in the worksite. And then a couple additional notes, Classes needed to be provided in all regions of the state. We couldn't just stay in the metropolitan Minneapolis area. We needed to have a reach in that way. So we created a network of partners. So every place you see a red dot on the map of Minnesota, that is where we have contracted services to provide these outreach programs to area companies who ask for services. So you can imagine we could get a request for a program up in International Falls, Minnesota, or down in Pipestone, which is in the southeastern corner of Minnesota, and we would want to be able to bring those services to that employer group. So we have worked with these regional partners, and these are really key in allowing this project to work. Counselor certification, so every one of those locations has at least one, sometimes two, and even three in a couple of location counselors who must first and foremost come to the table with a degree in a science, medical, or health and human services related field. They need to have some experience in helping people quit smoking. Some are RNs who have been through maybe an American Lung program, so have counseling experience through that. Some are respiratory therapists. Some are counselors who have a specialty in addiction, especially nicotine addiction. So they come to us with a variety of different backgrounds, but then they also must complete a week-long of a certification program that's offered through Rochester Mayo's Nicotine Dependence Center. So the counselors that go out have a great base and are ready to go when a company wants a counselor on their work site. And then we developed a standardized curriculum that we think is helpful in consistency and in our evaluation of the program. So just as a high-level overview, each time they meet, the groups meet for 5 weeks, and each time they meet, they go over this high-level approach to quitting. So you can see the program is really designed for the person who is serious about quitting. The third week is quit week, and the counselor works the group to prepare for that quit week, quit day, and then goes on to early maintenance and support in the subsequent weeks. So overall, what the participants receive is 5 weeks of group-led counseling. I like to think that Quit Plan at Work really offers what we know best practices to be. Someone who understands the nicotine addiction and can help them with coping skills and behavioral strategies. Also bring to the table what's available in pharmacy. There is so much out there today, and people have a lot of questions. So that person is responsible to help the individuals as a group understand the products that are available, what works in different situations, what are prescription, what are non-prescription, what are the pros and cons, that sort of thing. We also provide, each time the group meets, different small but we hope helpful tools to help the person get closer to their successful quit attempt. And I'm going to share that a little bit more with you in a minute. And then 7 additional weeks. This evolved. This was about year 3 that we developed these relapse prevention emails or cards that are sent out through our company contact that are additional touches for the individual. So when the individual signs up for the program, there's 5 weeks with the counselor and with their group, and then 7 additional weeks of emails or cards that are sent. Some companies I know, the groups still meet and they use those informational messages as talking points to keep their group going. And then again, we make sure those individuals know where they can connect to additional resources via the helpline or the website if they want additional support to tap into. So we leave them with a wealth of information. So these are some of the tools that the participant gets on a weekly basis. The first week they get a workbook, then they'll get some kind of tool to replace the cigarette, the little Tic Tacs, or we've used a variety of different things. This happens to be what we're currently using. The third week the counselor brings that quit bag along with a stress ball, and we ask their coworkers to bring something that will help each other be successful and quit. And it's very encouraging and kind of fun to see what they bring to the table to help their coworkers quit smoking. So it's a very much a group process and a group support. And then we bring in staying active once you've stopped smoking, replacing old habits with good new habits. And so those are some of the quit tools available. So how do we get the word out? One of the calls I received the summer before we went smoke-free, I was explaining this program and what it was all included, and there was no cost to the company, and he was kind of excited about it, and he said, well, does everybody in the state know about this? And I said, no, but I'm working on it. So I spend my time exhibiting at statewide conferences, human resources managers, that's the SHRM conference, the Midwest Worksites is a health promotion conference in Minnesota, occupational health nurses, brokers, wherever large groups of people get together and are looking at health promotion in one way or another, we try to exhibit there and get the word out. We get referrals right from Clearway, Minnesota. I have spent the last 2 years spending time networking with groups that are already in companies. Employee assistance programs are great resources. They see Quit Plan at Work as a value-added service to what they're already providing their employee groups. Insurance brokers, the same thing. They like knowing that we're out there, we're available, so I try to keep these folks in the loop of what we're doing with Quit Plan at Work. Our own regional partners, they sometimes know of businesses in the area that would be good prospects, and we've had a lot of success with direct mail, and we do that at least 2 to 3 times a year. So we market, and what I would say is the key components to our successful implementation, and we've been at this now for 5 years, and we're funded now for at least an additional 2, is that we initiated an application process where companies have to, it's not lengthy, but we need to know they're serious about wanting to bring us on site. So they do need to apply. We do use that for tracking. We want to know how many employees there are, how many, or what kind of industry they're in. And we just track that. We see who's interested, who's doing this out there, and what kind of success is around that. Along that same lines, we offer the company communication tools. One of the things early on we recognized is if we're going to do a group counseling process at the worksite, we need a group. So we require at least 8 participants to be registered for the program for us to come on site. So we developed communication tools in the way of posters, flyers, table tents, sample newsletter articles, different things that the company could use to easily implement and get the word out. So, and we also included adult family members. We did also look at grant parameters. One of the things that happened early on in the project is that we had a couple of major employers in the Twin Cities ask for us to be at each of their maybe 12 locations. Well, you can gobble up a lot of the grant if you're doing multiple classes for one company. So basically, a company can do 2 programs under the grant, and then through our work with Clearway Minnesota, we also received permission to offer additional programs, but then they had to pay for that service. So it's one of our ways of letting people know, yes, we can do an ongoing program, but no, it no longer is grant funded. And we have had companies that do a quarterly approach to helping their employees quit smoking. Outcomes, real quickly, we have had a little over, because when I put this together, that's where we were at. 321 companies have been served over the past 5 years. First 3 years, our average was 10 participants. Because we're reaching smaller companies, we're seeing that go a little bit less than the 10, but we're still seeing an average of 8 per program. We have high satisfaction. People like the fact that the convenience at the worksite is there. They like a real-life person coming to them that they can ask questions of. So we have high satisfaction. And then in terms of impact, after the first, this was in 07, we showed a 36.8% quit rate. This was at a 7-month phone follow-up. And the more conservative intent to treat was at about 26%. And this is our success of people who were quit for at least 30 days. At this point, I'm going to turn the rest of this part of the presentation over to Sue Kalgren, who is one of our company contacts.
So a little bit of information on how to get people to quit smoking. I'm going to be talking clearly from the employer standpoint. What are the merits of having people quit within the workforce? How does that work? What are the whys and wherefores? A little bit to ground us, first of all. I'm an occupational health nurse, and I work with Beckman Coulter, which is a California-based company out of Fullerton, California. We've got about 12,000 employees. Our mantra is we simplify, automate, and innovate diagnostic medical equipment to diagnose disease processes like cancer, cardiac disease, things like that. And we make a difference in people's lives. That's our sort of byline. And so that was my entree into working with our employee group to make sure that those people who were at risk for smoking, we assisted them to quit. So, smoking cessation and corporate policy. It's incredible what policy development within a work environment can do. Some of the drivers leading to a more restrictive policy for us in 2007, we actually put into play our smoke-free or tobacco-free workplace policy. A few things, employee health. We do biennial health risk assessments. We take a look at our employee group and find out what our chief risks are, our top three risks, especially from an aggregate standpoint. In 2006, cancer rose to one of the top three risks. Now, there are a number of reasons people can have cancer. Smoking is one of them. There are other reasons, too, but it is one of the most controllable, modifiable risks out there, so kind of the low-hanging fruit. I'm going to talk real fast now. Okay, so we went from 54% to 52% cancer risk after we implemented the smoking, a tobacco-free workplace program. A lot of other reasons, you're familiar with them. CDC's got information out there. From a hygiene aesthetic standpoint, we wanted to really get smoking out of our environment. Our corporate image, we're a healthcare company, that was really important too. As policy restricts, more people quit. It just makes it more difficult for people to smoke on campus. Work sites have a great opportunity to affect change. That's where people spend most of their waking hours. We have a captive audience. We can have an incredible impact in focusing on the work site as a place to really have an impact. You can see from the slide, ease of communications, recognition among peers. We've got site leadership that is encouraging people to quit, a lot of those things. So, July 2007, we implemented our tobacco-free workplace policy. I've got some copies of that for people. If you want to go down this road and you don't want to reinvent the wheel, we've got some information for you. In terms of implementation, from a program design standpoint, in implementing this effort, we really needed to work across functions with our legal department, communications, benefits, the whole lot. We wanted to break down all the barriers for people that they kind of throw up there because they can't quit. Convenience, management support, no cost to the employee, having it right on site, providing lunch, things like that. We chose QuitPlan to provide our program for us because they have the professionals, they're credible, they've got program elements that are very colorful, easily understood, and great follow-up with their post-program efforts. Okay, and I'm out of time. I've got a couple things just to go through here and I will stop, but some of the materials that QuitPlan puts out, one of the posters that Beckman Coulter developed, a follow-up poster that QuitPlan uses, there's seven of these that go out to people. In our program, we had a 55% quit rate. I attribute that to the organization of the QuitPlan program. Employees were very grateful to be able to have this on site. I think it's funny. They said, can we continue to get free lunches through you? This is wonderful. So here's our group of happy people that quit. And I'm going to now pass it on to our next speaker. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks to all of you. If we have time at the end, we can take some questions for them.